Blog Talk Radio.
Make that summer we bless still with food. Me a funny girl, some blessings are running back. Me a dead, 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 dead. Imagine cause I'm not a class of copper and over to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm a priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. In my life, a pure peace and happiness. In my face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm just to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
Yo, let me
preach. Hey, let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes later, and the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Jamaican
food in a Dutch pot.
And from the news, the devil can't touch that. Tell Satan to get back.
And I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too
Praise the Lord and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed. I'm so glad that you have joined me tonight for another session of studying the Word of God. Truly, God has been good to us. He has spared us so many times, and we are so happy to be able to study the Word of God again. And so as we begin tonight's lesson, bow your head and pray with me. Dear Lord, I just bless you. I lift up your holy name. I thank you, Lord God, for your righteousness, for your peace, for being our rock, our fortress, our shelter in the time of storm. I thank you for being our buckler, our horn of salvation, our high tower. I thank you, Lord God, that you are truly the one that we can depend on. And I pray tonight, Lord, that as we study the Word of God together, that you will truly open up our understanding, O God. Continue to speak to us, God. Continue to guide us and help us, strengthen us, Lord Jesus. For we have no strength of our own, but we depend on you. I pray right now that you would truly touch each and every one that will hear this message. I pray that you would remember their families, O God, and we know that we can always depend on you, God. And I pray that you would truly touch right now. And I say thanks to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, dear friend, I thank you so much for joining me again another time. Tonight I want to look at, even just briefly or however long the Lord lays it on my heart to talk, but I want to look at the prayer of Jabez, the prayer of Jabez, and the blessing, the fact that God wants to bless you, dear friend, and you have to allow him to bless you. Now, I know that part of Christianity, we encourage people to not focus so much on themselves, but focus on the greater good, what they can do to help others and what they can do to be a blessing to the community. But on the other hand, you also need to really seek God about blessing you and blessing your family, because in order for you to reach out to the community and be a blessing to them, you have to have something to give to them. You can't get something out of nothing unless you depend on God to do it. And so I want to just read this scripture. I'm sure you're very familiar with it, about the prayer of Jabez, and just discuss it with you for a little while. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, looking at the 9th and the 10th verse, the Bible says, and Jabez, it's spelled J-A-B-E-Z, Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called him his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast or in territory, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Now, this wasn't even New Testament, where, of course, we know that Jesus himself stated that if we ask anything in his name, believing that he would give it to us. This is Old Testament, where we see God depicting still the fact that whatever we ask him to do it, he will do it. Now, let's start with verse 9. It says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Now, it is significant to look at that, because the Bible tells us that out of all his brothers or his peers, those who were his relatives, that he was most honorable of all of them. Now, that's interesting to note that, because right after that, the Bible says that his mother called him Jabez because she bare him in sorrow. So, in other words, she must have been in so much pain and such a bad situation when she had Jabez that she named him out of her sorrow. Now, can you imagine realizing that the reason why this person named you that was because of her sorrow, her sadness? Now, although Jabez was a name for sorrow, the Bible says that he was honorable. And not only was he honorable, but he was the most honorable of his peers, of his brothers or brethren or cousins or whoever. Now, why would this man, whose name was Sorrow, be more honorable than the people around him? We can make some guesses about that. But one of the things that I would guess is the fact that although his name was Sorrow, he knew how to rise above sorrow. Although his name was Sorrow, he knew how to have joy and peace. So although his mother named him that, she probably took time to teach him about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. She probably took time to tell him about Moses. She took time to tell him about the children of Israel and how they were in bondage and how God took them out of Egypt and delivered them in a miraculous way. And so although this man's name would signify that he should be depressed and he should be down, the Bible says that he was more honorable than the people around him. So I imagine that although his name said sorrow, that this young man went out of his way to not be sorrowful. He went out of his way to not be what his name was. I don't know if you fully understand the extent of this verse, but dear friend, if I could bring some application to our lives. The bottom line is that although we might sometimes go through some difficult times in our life, and it might seem as if our name should be sorrow, we've got to look past our situation and our circumstance and acknowledge that God is the God of joy. He is the God of rest. He is the God of peace. And so even though it might seem as if, some people might look at you and say you have bad luck or you have this or you have that. You've got to be able to look past whatever people are saying and see that Jesus is the light. See that he is the one that will gird you up and will strengthen you and will help you. The Bible says that Jabez, although that was his name, he was more honorable than his brethren. I want you to know, dear friend, that even when circumstances would call for otherwise, something otherwise, I want you to know, dear friend, that God is upholding you, he is strengthening you, and you've got to be more honorable than the people around you. Don't allow your circumstance to dictate who you are. Rise above it. Rise above it. Although your circumstance should cause you to be angry, should cause you to be down, should cause you to be depressed, you must not allow your circumstance to dictate to you your attitude. You should always have a good attitude. You should always trust the Lord. You should always be praising God because God has great things in store for you. Never allow your circumstances, it does not matter how bad it appears, to dictate whether you will have a good day or a bad day. You know, there are times when people get up and they just say, you know what, this has been a really, really bad day. And you know, perhaps it did appear that way. Perhaps it looks like, you know, it should be interpreted that way. But as I told you last night, in the message last night, don't interpret things the wrong way. Don't allow that bad situation to tell you that your life is going in the wrong way. Rebuke the enemy, rebuke what he is trying to do to you, and give your praise to God. Why? Because God always has a way of turning things around for you. Look at what the Bible says about Jabez. The Bible says in verse 10, and Jabez called on the name of the God of Israel. So, who did Jabez turn to for his strength? He turned to God. Who did he trust with his life? He trusted God. You see, it does not matter who you're around or what you're facing. You must understand that first and foremost, you must put your trust in God. The Bible says, Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Now, when I listened to Brother Wilkinson preach this, I realized that some of the things that he was saying was right on the money. In other words, he was saying that as Christians, sometimes we are afraid to ask God to bless us. We pray for everyone else around us, and we ask God to bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them. But then we forget that we can also pray for our own self. Because as I stated to you in the very, very beginning, you must understand that in order to give to other people, you must first be blessed. You can't have nothing and try to give it to someone else. You've got to have something. Even if you have $2, keep one for yourself, give one away. But you've got to have something in order to have something to share with someone else. And so Jabez called on God, and he said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Not just bless me, but bless me indeed. In other words, I want to have lots of blessings. Jabez prayed, and he asked God to bless him. Not only did he ask God to bless him, he said, enlarge my coast. So in other words, enlarge my territory. I want to expand. I want to see God doing great things in my life. And it says, and he said, and that thine hand might be with me. Not only enlarge my territory, not only give me more increase, but he says that thy hand would be with me. In other words, Lord, I want to be blessed, but I want your hand to remain on me. I want your anointing to remain on me. I truly want to stay in the presence of God. I don't want my territory to be enlarged, but then come out from under the will of God. Whatever I do in my life, God, I want to stay in your will. Dear friend, if God is enlarging your borders, don't get too big for your britches, as some people have said. In other words, don't think that when you have reached a certain point in your life that you don't need God, or you don't need to pray, or you don't need to go to church as often. Dear friend, it doesn't matter what you've been going through or what presents itself in front of you for you to do more. You've got to understand that as you increase, so should your prayer life, so should your Bible study. As you increase, you need to also increase your communication with God. You need to increase your prayer time. Increase means that you need to increase everything, not just one or two things, but you need to draw closer to God. So the more he blesses you is the more you must realize that you must draw closer to God. Because as God gives you increase, so will the attack of the enemy come. And you must understand that when the enemy attacks, you must be ready to prevail against him. Amen. And so Jabez prayed, and he said, "Oh, that thou would bless me indeed, enlarge my coast or territory, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil." So Jabez didn't just pray and say, "God, give me more, give me more, give me more." Jabez said, "Lord, when you increase me, I also want you to be with me, and I also want you to keep me from evil." Now, it is very tempting as you have more money in your hands to do the wrong thing with it. But Jabez said, "Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, enlarge my territory, that thy hand would be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil." Dear friend, that's what all of us need. We need God to keep us from evil. We need him to help us to make the right choices. We need him to help us to make sure that the people that we associate with are not people who are going to lead us back to what we used to be. I want you to know, dear friend, that when God calls you out of darkness, he does not want you to surround yourself with people who are going to lead you back into that. The Bible says, "Keep me from evil that it may not grieve me." So in other words, not only would his wrong turn or misbehavior grieve God, but it would also grieve him. Because how many of you know that when you disobey God, you're going to feel so ashamed and so disappointed that you have let God down, that it's going to grieve you also. And so Jabez said, "Whatever you do, God, I want you to keep me from doing the wrong thing, because I don't want to grieve you. I don't want to grieve you. I want to have increase in my life, and I want to know that I am living a life that is pleasing to you." And the Bible says, "And God granted him that which he requested." Now, this is what I want you to note about God granting prayer requests. God grants prayer requests when we pray and ask him according to his will. He says sometimes we don't get our prayers answered because we ask amiss. In other words, we ask for our own selfish desire instead of what will give glory to God. So when we pray, we are to pray and ask God to direct us in a way that our life will bring God glory. If our life is not going to bring God glory, then what we're praying in vain, because God will look at that prayer request as one that doesn't necessarily need to be answered, or not necessarily needed to be answered now, because we're not praying to get something that will give God glory. So, dear friend, make sure in your personal life, in your public life, that whatever you're doing will bring God glory. Jabez was an interesting character. Two verses in the Bible that depict or talk about this very interesting young man. He prayed and he asked God for a particular blessing, and God granted him his request. What about you, dear friend? When last have you taken time to give God a specific prayer request and then wait for him to answer it? You see, sometimes we ask God for something, but we don't wait for the answer. Note the Bible says that God responded. And so if you prayed for something a long time ago and God has not responded, it's because it's not time yet. God will respond to that prayer request when it's time for that prayer request to be answered. If your answer has not gotten to you, dear friend, just wait a little while longer because your answer is on the way. God has not left you. He has not forsaken you. He is still opening doors in front of you. He is still blessing you. And I want you to know that God is no respecter of persons. And just like he did it for Jabez, dear friend, he can do it for you too. God wants to enlarge your territory. God wants to help you. He wants to direct your steps. And all he's asking you to do is to open up your mouth and call on him. Jabez spoke it. Amen. He spoke his blessing. Dear friend, too many times we speak curse and death over our own life instead of speaking blessing. I want you to do a little experiment in your life. What I want you to do is spend maybe a week monitoring what comes out of your mouth. Is it a spoken blessing or is it a curse? What has been coming out of your mouth? Are you trying to bless God or are you trying to just speak words that are negative and that are distressful? Think about what you speak before you speak them, because God truly wants to enlarge your territory. He wants to bless you till you just are overflowing with blessings. God wants to do great things in your personal life, dear friend. And I want you to know that there are supernatural blessings in store for you and that all you need to do is put your trust in God, because God is opening doors in front of you right now. Tonight, I'm going to sign off a little bit early tonight, but I want you to know that God bless you. He cares about you, and what he wants you to do is to enlarge your territory. If you have been praying about branching out in ministry, this is your time to do so. This is your season to be blessed. I want you to know that God will, and he can, enlarge your territory. He can open up more ministry opportunities for you. He can open up business opportunities for you. He can bring that husband that you've been praying about or that wife that you've been praying about. God is able to do great things in your life, but you must first step out of faith, in faith, and trust him, because God truly wants to enlarge your territory. And so let me read that prayer to you again. The Bible says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. Dear friend, God can answer your prayers too. Have you been praying for a while to God for God to hear you? Have you been praying for a while for the blessings of God to overflow in your life? Dear friend, this is your year. This is your month. This is your hour. This is your moment. God is about to bless you right now. So I want you to continue trusting him, holding on to him, and dear friend, he is making a way for you. He is ready to enlarge your territory. He is ready to give you increase, but you've got to be ready to receive it. And so, dear friend, let me pray with you. And I want you to know that God loves you. He cares about you. He cares about your family. And our closing scripture is Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Dear friend, you must open up your mouth, confess your sins to Christ, and ask him to come into your heart and to be your Savior. Our closing thoughts are, persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There's no such thing as can. And what you believe, you can achieve. Now, understand this, dear friend. Giving up is not an option. Giving up is not an option. Whatever God has called you to do, you need to do it. And whatever opportunities he opens in front of you, you need to take them. You need to walk through those open doors that God is opening up for you. Don't stay in the valley of indecision, but ask God to direct your steps, and I promise you, God will never lead you astray, because he is the God who cares about you. He is the only true and living God, and he cares very much about you, and that's why he sent his son Jesus just for you. Dear friend, be encouraged. God loves you, and he will help you. Put your trust in God, and he will enlarge your territory. Bow your head with me, and let us pray. Dear Lord, we just realize, oh God, that we stand before you as sinners, oh God, needing to be forgiven. Lord God, we thank you that you have forgiven us even now. Oh Father God, cleanse your people from all unrighteousness. Oh God, we cannot do anything to be holy. We cannot do any work to be holy. You have already done all on Calvary for us by shedding your blood for us on Calvary. And dear Jesus, we love you today. We pray that you would help everyone to acknowledge you as Lord and Savior. And I pray for those, oh God, that are still struggling, Lord, that you would touch their hearts and help them to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, oh God, tonight. Hallelujah. I bless your name, Jesus. And I pray, oh God, that you would just move in a special way. Oh God, as people all over the world surrender their hearts and their minds to Jesus, I pray that you would bless them, help them, oh God. And Lord God, remember those overseas, oh God. I pray, oh God, for those in countries everywhere, all over the world, oh God. Lord, these are your people. Remember them. And Father, I bless you right now, and I say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Dear friend, I thank you for praying with me. I pray that God would touch you, heal you, encourage you, strengthen you. I pray that when you pray, that you will understand that God is still a God of mercy and that he loves you very much. Listen now to this song that I've been meditating on, William McDowell, I Give Myself Away.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am. Thank you.
by you.
So you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you.
So God, take my heart. one great voice tonight.
Praise God, my life is not my own. To you, Lord, I belong, and I give myself to you. And we know also that God is great.
The splendor of a king clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice. All the earth rejoice. You wrap yourself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at its voice, trembles at its voice. How great is our God, to stay with me, how great is our God, and all will see.
Our God, and then you were listening to Martha Menezes' song, Because of Who You Are. And right now we know that there's a blessing in the storm. Kirk Franklin.
This album is dedicated to everybody that's been good. I hope you've enjoyed this record. I hope it's ministered to your heart and soul. Please continue to keep us in your prayers. And we'll be praying for your family too. I just got one more thing I want to leave with you. If you're going through something, family.
When I cannot feel a sparrow sing, when I cannot feel a melody, there's a secret lane that's full of rain.
Yes,
there's a blessing in the song.
Y'all wouldn't pray if you didn't go through something. And when you go through something, that's where you'll meet Jesus. Can I get a witness of this? And listen, if you're really sick in your body and feel like giving up, listen.
When the sickness won't leave my body.
Yes, sir.
When the pain just won't leave my soul.
This is all you gotta do.
I get on my knees. The same Jesus, please.
Call them.
There's a blessing in the storm.
I need a witness in
the storm. There's a blessing in the storm.
Some of y'all have been into some bad relationships, and some of you had your heart broken and you've been lied to. I want to let you know that there is a lover named Jesus, and he will supply your every need. Family.
When I cannot see the love again,
yes, sir.
And the raindrops fall, never end.
But if you just hold on,
if you just hold on,
these clouds,
those clouds will soon be gone.
Yes, sir.
There's a blessing in store.
Come on, somebody.
Tell me, sing it.
We know that God is doing great things in your life, and that even if there is a storm, God is bringing you through that storm right now. Let's listen to Second Chance Ministries, God is Loving Me.
Hi, this is Second Chance, and I'm just sharing my testimony about the love of God. All right? Kick it now, man. Tristan, kick it now.
Yes, he did, and he broke those chains. simply stayed on him. Hallelujah. So if you know, say you love praise God and you love think about God and you want to live in a peace, me not want you to worry about nothing, because listen to me now, man. If you're feeling lonely, God still did I love you. See? Yeah, what me say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, God.
You've been listening to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed saying have a good night. Be blessed. The Lord loves you. He cares about you. And this is your season to be blessed. God is doing some great things in your life. And if you would just wait just for a little while, you will see that he does truly have some great things in store for you. And I know that you are too blessed to be stressed. Have a good night.
Ah! Mr. Summer, we're blessed still with food. Me a prodigal, the blessings are running back. Me a dead. Imagine cause I'm talking about the cover of what to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.